VA to phase out sex change drugs for trans-identifying veterans. By Katherine Hamilton on March 17, 2025. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, on Monday announced that it will phase out sex change drugs for transgender-identifying veterans. I mean, no disrespect to anyone, but VA should not be focused on helping veterans attempt to change their sex. The vast majority of veterans and Americans agree. And that is why this is the right decision, VA Secretary Doug Collins said in a statement. All eligible veterans, including trans-identified veterans, will always be welcome at VA and will always receive the benefits and services they've earned under the law. But if veterans want to attempt to change their sex, they can do so on their own dime, he added. The department said it is making the change to fully comply with President Donald Trump's executive order, defending women from gender ideology extremism and restoring biological truth to the federal government, which states that it is the policy of the United States to recognize two sexes, male and female. These sexes are not changeable and are grounded in fundamental and incontrovertible reality, the order reads. The VA said all savings accrued by stopping sex changes drugs for gender dysphoria will be redirected to help severely injured beneficiaries, such as those who are paralyzed or have had amputations, to regain independence. The department said it will stop offering cross-sex hormones immediately, except for veterans who are already receiving such care from VA, or veterans who were receiving such care from the military as part of and upon their separation from military service and they are eligible for VA health care. Veterans who do not meet the criteria above are not eligible for cross-sex hormone therapy through VA health care, the press release reads. VA will not provide any other medical or surgical therapy for gender dysphoria to any patients in any circumstance. Eligible veterans diagnosed with gender dysphoria or identifying as trans will continue to receive comprehensive VA health care, which includes preventive and mental health care. Today's announcement does not affect VA medical care for eligible veterans who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, and queer, the department added. The VA noted that it has never offered sex change surgeries, but it has been facilitating the use of sex change drugs and social transitions for more than a decade, including cross-sex hormone therapy, voice and communication training, so-called gender-affirming prosthetics, including breast forms, chest binders, dilator sets for post-vaginoplasty, packers, surgical compression vests, and wigs. The VA had also been providing letters of support recommending non-VA providers perform sex change surgeries on veterans. These services were authorized under Veterans Health Administration Directive 1341-4, which has been rescinded. The department said it has not kept consistent or reliable records about the total number of veterans who obtain sex change drugs and services, or how much money has been spent on them. The Veterans Health Administration estimates that less than 0.1% of 9.1 million veterans enrolled in VA health identify as transgender. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.